American 200-metre runner John Carlos finished third in the Mexico final, and he and winner Tommy Smith stood on the dais with their hands defiantly raised. The silver medalist, Australian Peter Norman, wore one of their human rights badges. This morning I caught up with John Carlos in the US on a scratchy mobile telephone line. He told me he considered Peter Norman was a world-class runner whose career was cut short. John Carlos welcomes the Australian Parliament's apology.
I think it's worthwhile. It's worthwhile to give some sort of closure in the mouths of his wife, his kids, his mom, his brothers, his nieces and nephews. In that sense, it's a worthwhile venture. But to give an apology to an individual that had to endure and sacrifice so much as a result of the individual being so narrow-minded as to what he stood for, I don't know if it does any good for him at this date and time, because he's no longer with us. We will have to find out in time in terms of how the legacy will read out 50 years from now, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, in terms of whether they really have a change of attitude or whether this is just a band-aid that they're putting on it.
Did Peter Norman make a difference to your life?
Oh, Peter Norman let me know, man, that regardless of what your ethnic background is, it has nothing to do with your principles. And he was a white individual, and it came from a country that I felt at that particular time was parallel to South Africa in terms of attitude towards people other than white folks. But Peter Norman showed the quality of himself as a white man to state that, hey, man, I'm for equality and justice and freedom for all individuals to be successful in life. And I think that's the main thing that I love about Peter Norman, that he understood this, he was real with this, and he never walked away from it.
Did you find it surprising that you got such support from a little white guy in Australia?
No, because based on Peter's character, there's no surprise about the character of an individual. Peter's always shown a strong character. I don't think it's just what he did that particular day in Mexico City. I think it's just the character that he's had in his life.
Was he bitter about the way he was treated as a result of that protest, John?
I don't think he was as bitter as he was hurt. He was wounded, and I think it had a lot to do with his physical demise where he left this world so early in terms of this heart ailment that he had, this heart attack that he had. I think the pressures that the nation put on him and the disrespect that they showed him, I think it mortally wounded him. I think he was hurt, and I don't think he ever recovered from the hurt that they put upon him, unnecessarily hurt.
And so if he was able to hear that apology, he would get some comfort from it, do you think?
Well, you know, he might get some comfort from it in the vein of what I said. He would have to say, well, we have to see how this thing plays out down the line.
Peter Norman is probably better known as an athlete and for his protests in America than in Australia. If you had a message for Australians about Peter Norman, what would it be?
There's no one in the nation of Australia that should be honored, recognized, appreciated more than Peter Norman for his humanitarian concerns, his character, his strength, and his willingness to be a sacrificial lamb for justice. That's what I would say to the people of Australia.
U.S. Olympian John Carlos speaking to me this morning from Los Angeles. In a statement this morning, the Australian Olympic Committee says Peter Norman was not overlooked for selection for the 1972 Munich Olympics. The AOC says Mr. Norman failed to qualify because he was suffering from a knee injury. The AOC says he'd had a good relationship with Mr. Norman and he was not blacklisted, punished or reprimanded for his actions at the 1968 Mexico Olympics.